You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks chickens dream of one day being pot pies, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights. Joining me again tonight for this episode of Nightlight is the wonderfully talented, very sharp, incredibly smart, dynamically handsome Aaron Zomers. Hey, buddy.
You know, I'm not the one who decides whether or not you get a raise.
Oh, then it's Aaron Zomers.
You don't have to say all that.
Some people just call you Zomers. I never know how I feel about that. Like, you don't seem to mind, but we were never in the same frat together, so I don't know if I should call you just by your last name.
That's
and we
true.
Haven't known each other that long. So I honestly will call you whatever you prefer, buddy.
As long as you don't call me late for dinner.
What?
No one's ever made that joke before.
No, I don't think anyone's ever made that joke before to me. So we made radio history here tonight. Great to have you partnering up again tonight. Thank you, buddy. We have a fun show tonight. And you know, that intro you used said something about McNuggets. I can't remember what I did with that story, but remember there was a story about McDonald's having McNuggets and offering caviar sauce. What on earth? Like, would you ever try that?
Yeah, here's what it is. So McDonald's is debuting McNugget Caviar for Valentine's Day. Coming up soon, you can enter a contest on McNuggetCaviar.com to win a McDonald's tin, just with, you know, normal caviar. It says normal caviar. I don't know if the average person knows what that means. I certainly don't. But anyway, normal caviar in a McDonald's tin and a $25 McDonald's gift card so that you can go and get some McNuggets to dip in the caviar.
I mean, what is the grossest part of that? The caviar? I've had caviar maybe once or twice, whatever. But McDonald's nuggets, like, who's the loser in that pairing? Like, if you're a caviar company, how desperate for business are you that you have to pair up with McNuggets?
And I wonder if you, like, use a pseudonym like people want to do for the Melania movie.
And the credits. 2/3 of the people that worked on that film, the crew, did not want their names in the credits. And it's interesting because we could talk about this because it's a movie and they're talking about it like it's this big success because no privately financed documentary has made that much money. But frankly, in the first week, it made $7 million. I think there's $75 million underwater. They made back $7 million. They're not going to recoup.
No.
But most documentaries are done with grants, funds, sometimes privately financed for sure, but they don't spend $40 million. So there's a little bit of a skewed playing field there. I have not seen the film. I am curious, but I'm not going to pay for it. But anyway, it was interesting. You went to the Melania doc, Aaron, right out of the gate there.
Yeah. You know,
have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I also don't want to pay money. I really liked Vanity Fair's review of it, in which they said, you know, whether you're watching this in the theater or it's offered on an airplane, it will make people walk out of the theater.
I saw that. That was so funny. And then the memes were going around, people walking off planes. Like, just, there was a great reel I saw a couple of years ago where there was this independent artist, this girl, she had a guitar and she's on the subway in New York. And she says, "Hi, everybody. I'm so-and-so." And I can't remember her name, but she says, "I don't want your money. I'm just putting out a video." And she starts playing the guitar while she's getting bounced around on the subway. And this dude pries the doors open and jumps off a subway going full steam. And I don't know how they did it, but it was absolutely hilarious. You could go down that rabbit hole, right? Of the reel. Sometimes I lay in bed at night and I'm like, I never should have brought my phone into bed because this is
absolutely
trouble. The other one I saw is everybody and their brother has a podcast, Nightlight included, or radio first, then podcast. But a friend of mine posted something a couple of years ago. A guy was about to step off a cliff, and he said, "No, no, really, tell me more about your podcast." Yeah. As he's about to jump off a cliff. Gorgeous stuff. Hey, welcome, folks. We have a great show planned for you tonight. Wherever you're joining us from, it is great to have you. We're going to talk some movies tonight. This is exciting, Aaron. I don't know if you saw the guest list, but I know you're a great producer and you do your homework, so I'm going to assume you did. But we've got Hudson Henley on the show tonight from the movie Song Sung Blue. Now, have you seen that film?
I have not. No, I've been bad about watching new movies. I've mostly been catching up on old movies.
Okay.
I say old, but like, I don't know. Blade is from 1998, so it's as old as I am.
Okay. Well, that's a good one. Blade is good. I mean, you were supposed to watch Dumb and Dumber last night. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I went to bed.
What, so, what, no, what do you got against going failed. To bed? Okay. Tonight? Is it a possibility?
It is. You know, I don't have to get up super early tomorrow. A little bit, because I have a drive, but not too bad. You know, okay. I got to find what it's on, make sure I have access to it.
It's got to be. I would assume that that's probably, you could probably stream that for free. I don't know 100%, but I would imagine if you do some digging. You're a resourceful guy. Anyway, Hudson Henley will be here from the movie Song Sung Blue. And I will say this, and I'm not just saying this, my favorite scene in the whole movie involves Hudson. And it's near the end of the movie. We'll talk to him about that. He did a great job acting opposite Hugh Grant and Kate Hudson. Just a great cast and a really fun film, especially if you're from Wisconsin or the Milwaukee area, because it's based on Lightning and Thunder. Mike and Claire Sardina, their Neil Diamond tribute band, has been turned into, well, it was a documentary first, as we learned from Molly Snyder last week, and now it's a feature film. So there you go. So we will talk to Hudson at 5:35, coming up right after news, sports, and weather at 5:30. And then, are you ready for this? Have you ever produced, Aaron, when we've done the Popcorn Pick of the Week?
I don't think I have. Okay. Oh, well, I was watching once when you did the Popcorn Pick of the Week when it was Todd Albaugh, who had a very fun outfit, yeah, wearing like a tutu and a cowboy hat.
He, talk about, that is still, the bar is still set way too high. Todd outdid himself, and that was, and he, you know what? He did it again, and then he was like somewhere in Madison where I think Buddy Holly jumped out of a car or something like that. Or,
yeah, it was where Elvis got, or talked down, allegedly, talked down a fist fight. There were some people beating someone up. He hops out and he's like, "You guys stop that." And they're like, "Oh, it's Elvis. Okay, we'll stop."
I'm a good singer. You shouldn't fight. Okay. So we're doing that tonight as well. But before that, sandwiched in between Hudson Henley and the Popcorn Pick of the Week will be Jeff Blankenship, a director with a cool new film. He just won some award for it. We're going to talk to him about that. He's also very involved in the Door County Film Festival, which is just about a week away. And we'll talk to Jeff at 6:10. And then the Popcorn Pick of the Week happens at 6:35. And we've got a jam-packed schedule here. Shannon Simon from Cedar Crest Ice Cream will be here. They had this great contest they did with 4-H, and where they were looking for a new flavor. And we'll have the winners of the Cedar Crest. I have to find what the title is again here. The winner of the Cedar Crest We Need a Big Flavor Creation Contest, also known as the Cedar Crest Ice Cream 4-H Flavor Creation Contest, will be here. And the winners will be here. Ann Jaroski, she is the adult leader of 4-H, and Hope Irath will be here. I hope I'm saying her name right. Well, she is the youth president of 4-H. All three of these people will be here talking about the winning flavor. We will tell you what the winning flavor is when we do the Popcorn Pick of the Week, because we're going to ask these girls, women, about movies. And they're going to make the Popcorn Pick of the Week after we talk about this cool new flavor. One that there is chocolate involved, so I loved it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward then, to that.
Absolutely. Have you, were you a part of 4-H when you were a youth?
Yeah, I was. I wasn't as much in the, you know, farm-related side of things. The 4-H club I was in mostly did more scientific stuff. We did Rockets for Schools, a program, I'm not sure if it's still around, where we did you know, model rockets, you get like the class A, B, C engines, these little, I don't know, lip balm and bigger sized engines. We went up to ones that were like H and bigger, just huge, and have like 6.5 foot tall rockets, and then do science experiments in them and compete to see whose was the most interesting and successful. It was really cool.
That's 4-H?
Our 4-H club did that.
I thought it was all like farm stuff. Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, we'll do some 4-H talk tonight and Cedar Crest ice cream. And then in Act 3, folks, I'm very excited for this guest. We've finally figured out a way to get her on the show, Devika Gidish. She is a film critic based in New York City and the editor of Film Comment magazine and a film critic. And her reviews are all over Rotten Tomatoes. She does great work, and she's really fun to talk movies with. So we'll do that in Act 3. So there you go. There's your show. Coming up in the second segment tonight, we will spotlight our Wisconsin Olympic athlete. And another good one. Boy, we've got... I don't know if this is normal. The person we're going to feature tonight is like our third athlete we featured that's in the military. And I didn't realize that was such a thing. But we'll tell you who that is in the second segment. We've got lots to get to and lots to talk. But first, folks, I think it's time we get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right. It is the dead of winter, and yesterday was National Soup Day. So tonight's question of the night is, what is your favorite winter soup? How do you like that one, Zomers?
You know, soup is a good food. I'm
soup
on board.
It's great food, especially during the winter. So, I mean, there is nothing like a bowl of soup in the winter. So it is the dead of winter, and yesterday was National Soup Day. What is your favorite winter soup? We've got some great responses on social media, but let us know what you think. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. If you have not downloaded it, you're missing out, folks. Go to the Civic Media website and download the app today. If you're watching the radio on the stream at Facebook, YouTube, or X, you can drop us a stream comment. Let us know what your favorite winter soup is. I have a few. I'm going to try to narrow mine down before I say, because I like soup in the winter more than in the summer. And you can't really ask this. This is not a summer question, because everybody just like
you know, I'll eat soup in summer, but I understand that not everybody is that dedicated, you know.
Correct. Not everyone is as dedicated to soup as Aaron Zomers. So we'll read some texts. We've got, I wanted to get to this yesterday, but the guy that stole the plane, the guy stole two planes. And as it turns out, he was high on meth and he didn't have a pilot's license. And I know this is reliable, Zomers, because it comes from a website called motorbiscuit.com.
Oh, well, of course, the most, you know, well-known and authoritative source.
On people who use meth and steal planes. They have cornered the market on those stories. I will say this. It said he doesn't have a pilot's license. Now, maybe he had some flight experience, but maybe it's one of those things where you get in the zone, like when you play pool and you've had a couple drinks and you're great. It could be the same thing with flying planes when you're on meth. It's like it's like, whoa, it all comes to you and you feel it, right?
Or maybe just played a lot of Microsoft Flight Simulator. I don't know.
Is that a thing?
It is. And it's actually, I mean, I haven't played it myself, but as I understand, it's pretty accurate.
Try that without the meth, folks. That's my advice to you. We are coming back to give you our Olympic Athlete of the Week. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right. It is Thursday night, folks. We are just, the opening ceremonies are tomorrow in the Olympics. I have that right, Aaron? Tomorrow.
I think so.
What is today? Yeah, February 6th. So this is exciting. Every night leading up to the Olympics, we've been talking about a homegrown Wisconsin competitor who will compete in Italy this year. And we've gotten to know some of these great athletes. And I feel like when we get to know someone's background a little bit or put a spotlight on them, it helps us. It just makes it more fun because it gives us someone to root for. And that's the same almost in any sporting event. When you know someone's story, you know, if I knew, I'm not really a hockey fan, but if I knew some guy had battled back from a horrible car accident, learned how to walk again, whatever it is, wife divorced him after he had a cocaine problem, I would be interested. I would have a vested interest in that guy.
Though I would now question his choice to go into hockey after having had a bunch of limbs broken in a terrible car accident. Like, I don't know. You're just asking to have them broken again.
You know what? That was sort of a hypothetical.
I'm reading too far into it.
Well, he already knows pain. So a hockey fight did this guy's nothing. Bring it on. That's what I would say.
It's a good point.
If I were said hockey player. But I love your attention to detail. So all week we've been meeting, and last week we've been meeting these athletes. Tonight's athlete is a straight shooter. There is no horrible divorce or drug problem or car accident or anything. His name is Ben Loomis, and he is 19 years old, Aaron, originally from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And he is what they call, he's in what is called the Nordic combined category. You know what that is?
No, I do not.
Okay. So when he was like 4 years old, he started cross-country skiing. And then I think when he was like 6 years old, he learned how to ski jump. So it's those two sports combined in the Winter Games. It's called the Nordic combined. And there's just a couple tidbits about Ben. I couldn't really find much about his family, but he loves to listen to music when he trains. He has been in the Army, I believe, recently. He's only 19.
All right, let's double check. I think he's actually 27.
That didn't seem right. He joined the Army when he was 19. My bad.
Okay, there we go.
So this guy has been in the Army since he was 19. So he's pretty tough, right? And he's out there cross-country skiing and ski jumping. In 2016, he got the silver medal in the Olympic Games, or the Youth Olympic Games in Norway. So ski jump and cross-country, Ben Loomis, 27 years old, been at it for a while, native of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and he is competing in the Nordic combined event. Which of those two is more excited for you? It was more exciting for you, Aaron.
The Nordic combined or?
Well, just the two events in the Nordic combined, cross-country skiing and ski jumping. I think ski jumping is really cool.
Yeah, definitely the jumping.
Yeah, because there's a chance at a serious injury.
Is that,
which always makes sports more fun.
It does. You know, I can't lie.
If you're watching. So good luck, Ben Loomis. Sorry I confused your age. You're 27, a very mature 27, and in the Army since he was 19. A soldier athlete, they call that, and he will be competing in the Nordic combined in Italy. Very excited to watch Ben, and we only have one more night to do this. So you know what? Maybe we'll even tease the athlete for tomorrow because we've met some really cool people here that are competing from our state in the Olympics. How do you feel about February, Aaron?
You know, it's a month. I really don't have a lot of strong feelings about February because, it doesn't have a whole lot of significant events other than Valentine's Day, which is not really something I care a whole lot about personally.
Yeah.
So February is kind of just there. It's kind of just cold.
Last week, I told Conrad I hated February. I thought it was useless. It actually might have been on Monday because I was not looking forward to February. I just think it's like the Tuesday of months. There is literally nothing going on. You've got just a few things. Like you said, there's Valentine's Day. There's Black History Month. Typically, there's always the Super Bowl. But I'm kind of wrong. Like, I was looking this up today, and the Daytona 500 is in February. The NBA All-Star Game, although, seriously, who really cares? Does anybody watch the NBA All-Star Game? The final score is like 190 to 180?
I don't think so. Especially, people don't want to play in it. Why would people watch it?
Correct. But I did find, so I stand corrected. I did find some cool things about February. On TV, I'm a big fan of color television. The Muppet Show was on last night. That's kind of cool. The new Burbs show based on the 1989 Tom Hanks movie. Great movie. Offbeat movie. You ever see that one?
I did not, no.
I'm going to make a list for you, buddy.
Okay, I appreciate that. I'll add it to my already extensive list.
All right, fantastic. It's season 24 of Family Guy. It starts the 15th of February. You've got the newest Dick Wolf show, CIA, which drops on CBS the 23rd. The Voice, if you're into that kind of thing, returns on the 23rd. Survivor, what season do you think they're on in Survivor, Aaron?
I'm going to guess 90.
You're almost half right, 50. And the new Scrubs reboot premieres on ABC, which is great. Anything to get those two guys off those T-Mobile commercials, I'm all in favor of. You've got some big movies hitting the big screen. Crime 101, I remember doing a report on that on the Hollywood Beats. That looks like a great caper film with Chris Hemsworth, Halle Berry, and Barry Keoghan, and Wisconsin native Mark Ruffalo. Very excited to see Crime 101. And then you've got a new animated movie, Goat, with Steph Curry, Nick Kroll, Jelly Roll. Scream 7 is in the theaters. And National Pizza Day is on the 9th. So I have to apologize to February. It's not so bad.
Got a little more going for it than maybe you thought.
The weather just sucks. It's still the Tuesday of months. Hey, when we come back after the news, sports and weather, Hudson Henley will be here from Song Song Blue. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't want to miss that. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you here. I'm Pete Schwab, this is Nightlight. Is that your favorite Neil Diamond song, Aaron?
I don't know. It's just one that I know was in the movie.
They're all fantastic. He is talking about, of course, the movie Song Song Blue. And I'm very excited. My next guest is one of the stars of that hit movie. And he plays Dana, the son of Kate Hudson and stepson of Hugh Jackman's characters. It is my pleasure to welcome actor Hudson Henley. Hey, Hudson, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing very well. You look very presentable. That is an outstanding, smart-looking sweater. I love it,
thank
buddy.
You.
Thanks for making the effort.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Love the movie. It was so much fun to watch. We'll get to that in just a moment. How are you doing tonight? Are you in a good mood? Are you? Where are
I'm
you joining
wonderful.
Us from?
I'm joining you from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, outstanding. Beautiful city.
Thank you.
Is that a good place for an actor to live and be based on?
Yeah, it's wonderful, especially for music. It's a great city for music.
Are you a musician too?
Yes, I've been playing piano for 9 years. So
you know what? Yeah. I took piano lessons for a couple of years when I was a kid, and I'm so glad I quit. That's not true. No one has ever said that, Hudson. I regret quitting because it's such
really?
A great instrument. I bet you're pretty good at it. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So our question every night, Hudson, we do a question of the day, and tonight's question is, at least up here in Wisconsin, it's cold, it's winter, and yesterday was National Soup Day. Mm-hmm. So my question is, what is your favorite winter soup, if you have one?
My favorite winter soup? I would have to say chicken noodle soup. I love chicken noodle soup.
You cannot go wrong with chicken noodle
you
soup.
You cannot go wrong.
Excellent choice, my
like
friend.
Like a classic Campbell's chicken noodle soup. It's
yeah.
Great.
Oh, that's outstanding. I love it. All right, so... You know, you're part of this great movie. You seem like you're kind of starting out in your career. I know you've done some other stuff, too. You're obviously a musician. That's exciting. But what was your experience like on Song Song Blue?
It was just so amazing. I got to work with the biggest names in the industry. You know, Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson, Jim Belushi, Ella Anderson, who I grew up watching in Henry Danger. That was my kind of childhood TV show. Yeah, It was just such a great experience. I got to be around so many really nice people, and yeah. I just loved every second of it.
I can't even imagine. I have a weird story. When I was in college in Chicago, I worked at a kids club. I was just starting out my own career, and I was the coach of Jim Belushi's kid, Robert. He was part of the kids club. And I actually remember talking to Jim Belushi a little bit, and I got such a kick out of the guy.
Such a funny guy. He just walks into the room, and then in 1 minute, I'm not even exaggerating, the whole room's just laughing their butts off. It's crazy.
Is he like that? Is he pulling pranks? Is he just making wisecracks? What's his
style on the show? He's doing everything. Yeah. Honestly, he's doing everything, and he's just so fun to be around. He's so fun. He's so charismatic, and he's really got some great stories.
I bet.
And yeah, he's a great guy.
You also worked with, there was Fisher Stevens, who's another great Chicago stage actor and done some good things. Michael Imperioli from The Sopranos. Was it like, you must have been like wide-eyed on the set, getting to work with mention Kate Hudson and Hugh Jackman. I mean, did everybody get along?
Yeah, everybody got along great. The chemistry of the cast was unbelievable. And it's just, I was so starstruck. The first time I saw Kate Hudson and Hugh Jackman, they came up to me and they were like, hi. And I just stared at them for a solid like 30 seconds. I didn't say anything. Just air was coming out, like no words.
That is so fun.
I was so starstruck. But then once I got to know them, they were so unbelievably kind to me. They really just took me under their wing, gave me some advice, and just acted like my set parents, which was great.
That's so great. Did they teach you things? Like they've both been around for so long, and they've had great careers.
For sure.
They're so talented. Who did you like to watch the most, and what did you learn from any of these actors?
Well, I like to watch all of them. It was really a gift to see them in their element, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Putting together this art part project, you can think of it as just all of them contributing, and to see now the final product on big screens everywhere. It's just so awesome. Yeah, everybody was so nice to me. I mean, Hugh Jackman, you know, taught me that like everybody, you know, like trust yourself, trust your gut instinct. Don't let anybody like take advantage of you, which I thought was great advice. And Kate Hudson just told me to, you know, stick to what you love doing. Just always, if you don't like acting, if you end up don't like acting, don't do acting. Do what you absolutely love.
Right.
Because that's what's going to like get you places, which I thought was really cool.
That's a great answer. And it's so great that like they can teach you things about the craft of acting, but also about the business side of it too. Like trust your instincts, like you just said, and stuff like that. Like that kind of advice is invaluable, I would imagine, to a young actor like yourself.
For sure. For sure.
So this was your first big movie credit. Tell us a little bit about what you were thinking, what you felt like, Hudson, when you got the news that you were in the movie, that you got the part.
I kid you not. My parents came home. My mom and dad were actually like getting lunch with like some of their friends. And then they came home. My mom got the email and she was like, you got the part. And I just started running around the house, doing laps, running down the hallway. And I kept on saying repeatedly, this is not real. This is not real. And for a solid like 30 minutes too, I was screaming. And then finally I was like, wait, is this actually real? Are you guys actually 1,000% serious? And they were like, yes. They kept on telling me, yes, Hudson, yes. And I only started to really believe it when I got on that flight to New Jersey to act. And then I actually met them. Cause I was like, this cannot be happening to me. This has always been my dream to be on a major movie set. And now I finally get to do that. And I was just in awe of everything. I still don't think it's 100% real, but you know, it's
okay. First of all, that would be like, those would be the worst parents ever. If they played that kind of joke on you, you would have probably.
No, my parents are the best. I love my parents.
Well, I'm sure they're obviously very supportive, and to put you where you are and put you in a position, they've got to be like, were they support? Like, when did you first tell them, Hudson, that this is what you wanted to do?
At the age of 5, I saw Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible, the first Mission Impossible. And after that movie, I ran to my parents' bedroom and I said, "Mom, I want to be an actor. Dad, I want to be an actor." And I've been in love with it ever since. And they've really supported my dream through and through. And, you know, they've been unbelievably supportive to me. And I just love them so much.
That's outstanding. My guest is Hudson Henley. He plays Dana in Song Song Blue, the stepchild of Hugh Jackman, and Kate Hudson's son. And I want to talk to you. I'm going to ask you in a minute about the final scene, your final scene. But were you familiar, Hudson, with Hugh Grant or Kate Hudson, like before you got to the set? Did you know their work?
For sure, yeah. Okay. Hugh Jackman's work, you know, obviously I've seen Wolverine. I've seen all of his Marvel movies, but I've also seen The Greatest Showman and a bunch of other of his movies. And I was like, Hugh Jackman's like, he's the best of both worlds. He does Broadway, but he also does acting. And I was, he does acting in both, but you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
sure.
Screen acting. So I was like, that's my dream. If I ever want to become an actor, well, I mean, I obviously wanted to become an actor, but if I achieve that dream, then I definitely want to become Hugh Jackman. And then Kate Hudson, I was definitely familiar with as well. I love I absolutely love the movie Almost Famous. That's one of my favorite
movies. Totally
great
agree.
Movie.
Yeah.
You know, I love music from the 70s and like 60s. Nice. So that was a really cool movie. And my mom absolutely loves Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. So I was like, yeah, that's really cool. And I was like, so the premiere, I got to meet the one and only Goldie Hawn at the premiere of the movie.
What?
I was like,
oh my god.
Excuse
gosh.
Me? I was like, I don't even believe this.
I have
this
to be honest with you. She's an icon. Kurt Russell's an icon.
Oh, yeah, for
but,
sure.
But I will say, and this is just my opinion, Hudson, that I think Kate, she's surpassed them. She is so good.
Yeah, honestly,
well, she
yes.
was great and Almost Famous, like you said, but in Song Song Blue, she's Oscar nominated. Obviously, you're pulling for her. What do you think her chances are?
I obviously am a little biased,
yeah.
But I think that she has a solid chance.
I agree. I hope she wins.
I really do. I do too. Sorry. I really do too. I think she has like an 80% chance of winning because she is so good. I don't know. I don't want to spoil the movie, but the way she handles the accident and the way she acts like that, it gives me chills. It's
spectacular.
Giving me chills.
Yeah,
she was spectacular. She was
great.
So amazing.
No question about that, and very well said. I want to ask you, before we get to a break, I want to tell you this, and I was not expecting this to be the case. So when someone from your team reached out to me to have you on the show, I was thrilled because I had just seen the movie. I was kind of late to the party. My favorite shot or my favorite scene in the whole film is when you're watching the video of Mike or Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
That is such a sweet scene and you were so natural in it. How were
you
coached or is that your natural talent? Obviously it's collaborative and you were directed and all that kind of stuff, but what were you thinking? What were you thinking when you thought I have to approach this scene? How am I going to do this? What was on your mind?
I'm a bit of a method actor, so
okay.
I was kind of imagining that was actually my dad, and I just got really emotional inside, but I wanted to show, not tell, so I didn't want to, like, I wasn't going to, like, cry, I wasn't going to be like, oh my gosh, but I was going to feel it, so, and then actors do this a lot, so they feel something, and they don't realize what's happening with their face, they don't try to make anything happen with their face, but they really feel it deeply.
Right.
And then it comes out as very natural. which you actually do in real life. So that's what I was kind of doing in that scene.
Well, it totally worked. And you just, I mean, you were good through the whole movie, but that truly is my favorite scene in the whole film. And it was just very, very well done. And that, to me, Hudson, that is going to be the scene where, like I said, you were really good. You got great stuff for your reel through the whole movie. But that scene is where people are going to go get that kid from Song Sung Blue. Like, honest to God, like, I just think it put you on another level. So very well done. And Kate Hudson was a good pretend mom. We've established that. So
she was a great set mom. She actually gave me a blanket at the end of when we wrapped. She gave me a blanket with lightning bolts on it, which
is right.
Great.
Hudson Headley is here from Song Sung Blue. He plays Dana, and he is outstanding in it. We're going to do a very short break, and then we will come back and have a few more minutes left with our new pal, Hudson Headley. Tremendous little actor. This is Peach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I got a song been on my mind. And the tune, give me some, and the words all rhyme.
So great. That is Hugh Jackman. That is Hugh Jackman, right, Aaron? That's not the real Leland. Okay. Hudson Hill. Okay, great. It was so great. The great thing about this film, folks, welcome back, by the way. My name is Peach Wabba. This is Nightlight. We're talking about the film Song Sung Blue with one of the main actors in the film, Hudson Headley, is my guest here. I called you Henley earlier. I apologize for that, Hudson. But you will forget, like, some of the music in this movie I had forgotten about. Like, the music is so fun. Did you know about Neil Diamond before you were in the film?
Of course. Everybody knows Neil Diamond. I love Neil Diamond. Especially, you know, Crunchy Granola Sweet. I discovered way more of his music when I, like, dove into his music. Of course, because the movie's about a Neil Diamond tribute band. And, yeah, I just realized, I was like, Neil Diamond has some really, really good, songs. You know, besides Sweet Caroline and all of, all of his popular songs. I was like, he really has a song for, like, every mood, every occasion, really.
Very well said. That's great. So you are an award-winning actor. You've already won like two Best Actor awards at film festivals. You've got another film coming out, Hudson, called The Wild Man of Shaggy Creek, where you play the lead role. What was your experience like in that film? Was that more pressure playing the lead, or how did you adjust to that?
Oh, it was my first ever movie. Didn't know anything coming into filming, and I would say it's a great experience because it was a great first experience because it was shot in Nashville, so I got to go home to my own bed, you know, my dogs and all that stuff, but it was mainly kids on set, which was nice to like ease me into it and not just be like only adults in my first movie. So I got acclimated to the industry a little bit, and I learned so much, and everybody was really nice to me, kind to me, and I loved it.
Well, it's very impressive. My guest is Hudson Headley. You know, for you to get a part in a major film like this at your age without many credits, you must have crushed the audition. I mean, how was that process? Are you a good auditioner? Did you get nervous? Tell us about it.
I would say so myself, but it's a self-tape audition. So you don't, it's not with the director. It's not with the casting director. You get to do as many takes. I think I did like at least 20 takes with the actual audition, that I sent in. So you go and you film yourself with, you know, your ring light, and then you got your phone and you got a blank background, and then you do, the lines that they give you. And then you send the audition in, and then I didn't hear back for like 3 months. And then they were like, you're still being considered. We'd like to call you back.
Oh, nice.
And so then I got on a Zoom with them, and then I performed my lines live with the director, the casting director. And yeah, and then they didn't call me back for another 3 months.
Oh, man.
And then in like October of 2024, they were like, okay, we need you to be in New Jersey in a week. And they called my mom and they were like, you need to be in New Jersey with Hudson in a week. And I was, and she was like, excuse me, what? And then they had to explain to her that was for the movie. And I was like, okay, I am not getting that audit. I am not getting that role because it's been 3 months. They haven't said anything to me. I'm like, okay, I'll move on. Maybe I'll get the next audition. So, and that then is... I was, and then I was in the middle of filming The Wild Man of Shaggy Creek when they called my mom. So luckily it lined up perfectly with the ending. Boy. So I had 1 day in between to pack for Song Sung Blue and then to get flown to New Jersey for 3 months to shoot the movie. Oh,
man, what a great story. Thank you for letting us live vicariously through you. This is so fun to hear this. Hey, we have about a minute left, Hudson, and thank you for your time. I hope this leads to so much work for you and your career just takes off.
Thank you.
What are you, I ask a lot of my guests this because I love to talk about color television. What are you watching? Are you binge watching anything?
Yes, I'm actually in the middle of watching Suits.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I just discovered that on Netflix. I was like, okay, I just finished a bunch of movies. I haven't watched a TV show in a while. Okay, let me see what's on Netflix. And then I'm like, okay, Suits pops up. And I'm like, you know what? I'll give it a try. And then I watched the pilot and I'm like, okay, I'm hooked now. So now I'm on season 3.
Oh, and you've got so many seasons to watch. I love finding a show when it's like, oh my God, there's 11 seasons. Yeah. This is going to be fantastic.
There's 9 seasons in Suits and I'm like, let's go.
Well, you've earned a little TV time. Keep up the great work. Break a leg in all your future endeavors. And please come back and talk to us sometime when you're the new Tom Cruise and doing all the new Mission Impossible movies. That would be a lot of fun. So it's been great chatting with you and getting to know you. And keep up the great work.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. That's Hudson Hensley, folks. A really, really solid young actor who just crushed his role in Song Sung Blue. And I am sure we're going to see a lot more of him in the future. What I was thinking, Aaron with the Henley. Maybe I was thinking of Don Henley?
Maybe. I wouldn't be one to say.
You wouldn't know. That was really fun. Check out, folks, Song Sung Blue, a great movie. And, you know, I said this before, it only matters to people here in Wisconsin. But it would have been fun if the film was actually shot in Milwaukee, Mike and Claire's hometown. But to be honest, regardless of that, it's a really fun movie with tons of charm, tons of heart, and obviously great music. And as I've witnessed firsthand, really great acting with Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson, and Hudson Hensley. There you go. All right, we are coming back, folks. We are going to break for the news here, and we will be back with Act 2. The Popcorn Pick of the Week is coming up, and director Jeff Blankenship. And we'll read some of your texts. All kinds of fun here on Nightlight, folks. Great to have you here. It's Pete Schwabo. We are coming back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.